All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, Bankstown? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects, and everybody is present and accounted for as we get you ready for a big one tonight at Toyota Center. And a lot of other things on the agenda, and we're happy that you are all here, just like myself, Barry, and Nicholas. Fellas, what's going on?
What's up?
What's going on, people? All good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's good seeing you guys this morning.
Huh?
Why, you in a good mood, feel well rested? What's the case here?
What's wrong with that? I got a lot of sleep last night.
I'm going to call you Tide from now on.
Why?
Because you just want to wash all the dirty laundry on the air.
What are you talking about?
Yesterday you were starting with me.
I didn't start with nothing. I said it's good to see you guys this morning.
Okay.
What is he starting with?
Yeah, why is that a bad thing? Because I'm happy to see you guys?
First of all, that's a lie, too.
Totally not a lie. Why are you so sensitive? We're a minute in. You're not
sensitive at all.
Okay, fine. I'm happy to see you, Nick.
There.
I'm happy to see you, sir.
Good.
Joel, how's everything?
Everything's fine, Nick.
I'm happy to see you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Good to be seen.
You didn't get any sleep, You look like you got a lot of sleep. So Joe might be cranky.
Believe me, I did. You are absolutely right. I hate the fact that I look like that, but
Look like hell.
The baby, I fed her at 4:30, and normally with the app, you feed her, and she's got to be upright for like 15, 20 minutes, and then she's out. Nope, not this morning. She was basically telling Daddy, I'm good. Let's talk. Let's see what's going on. And I'm like, come on, kid, just put your head on my shoulder and go to sleep. Nope. Maddie was in full, I'm having a good old morning. And I'm like, yep, I'm not going back to sleep. Same thing. I walked into Starbucks and the peeps were like, Joel, you look like you needed a few extra shots. We put them in there.
Oh, nice. So,
like,
yeah.
Really, it's going to be one of those days.
Now, but she's been pretty good though, overall about not doing that, right?
She's.
She sleeps through the night for the most part.
Yeah, there were a couple nights last week where she had a few hiccups. But like last night, she went to bed, I want to say at like 8:30. And she woke up at 4:30.
Okay.
So that was a pretty solid run for her.
That sounds like about Oliver. Like, he gets up about 4:30.
Okay.
That's why I miss Nora. Because I'm like, damn, I got to get him feed this dumbass cat at 4:30 in the morning.
Why do you got to feed him at 4:30 in the morning?
Because he stands on your face and starts in your ear because he's hungry.
And you can't just leave the food out all the time?
Well, I do, but you can't. Like, he eats. So the vet told us that your cat should have until they're 6 months old. They should eat. You should have wet food, like 2 cans a day, and then just leave dry food out all the time. Mm-hmm. But when he's out of the wet food, he wants more. So then he comes and stands on you and purrs in your ear like an idiot. It's annoying. This is also why I won't have kids, and also why I'll be glad when my wife gets back. Because she gets up at 4:30. So that's when he's used to eating.
At least goes to the gym and works out at like 5.
But I don't have a problem going back to sleep. So I just get up, feed him, go back to sleep. Lock him out.
It's getting hard.
You should do that with Maddie. Just lock her out of the room.
Yeah. No.
Just put her on the floor, shut the door, just like I do the cat. You know, throw a couple toys on the ground, let her play with them. No. Not going to.
Probably not going to work the same way.
Not going to happen.
It's like the safety of telling Lisa, just leave her on the changing table. Go vacuum. It'll be fine. And then she rolls off the changing table and lands face first. Yeah, that's a good parent. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Not doing all of that.
All right.
All right. So, again, did we miss anything in sports last night? Not a whole lot, right?
No.
Crazy.
Not a whole lot at all.
No one's invested. I mean, we even got basketball players showing up on the court without their jerseys.
Saw that again last night. Another one of those.
How does that happen? He's like pulling off his warm-ups.
Porter Jr. and the Cavs. And JB Bickerstaff, instead of being mad about it, because it happened with the Spurs and Popovich this year too. And you can see JB Bickerstaff look down the bench and go to Dellavedova. Deli, you got to start. He forgot his jersey. Like, certain coaches would lose their bleep in mind.
The day one of you show up without your shirt, I'm going to be so pissed. Don't even try it.
By the way, I did a little investigation about Jimmy Poopy Pants.
Huh?
Jimmy Harden with the
Oh, yeah?
Skid marks. Someone superimposed. Remember when I talked about how we should get blue check marks on what they put out?
That was a fake picture?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I was told the actual pair never had a smudge on them.
That's what they're saying.
No. Tony checked them after.
I was about to say, there's probably an equipment manager taking things personal right now.
No. No, because I even asked him about that. Because believe me, I was hammering him. Remember we said the locker room's not HR or PC? Oh, I was getting all over the fact that I was calling him Jimmy Poopy Pants, and he didn't like that too much. But
I mean, I don't know. Pictures don't lie.
Oh, they don't? Okay. Yeah. Tell that to John Boy, right?
Yeah, that's exactly video right. I don't know. I kind of like the narrative that he maybe pooped his pants because he was out partying all night.
Oh, now we're even taking it to that level. Okay. That's fine.
Well, you're the one that brought that up.
Well, I had mentioned Miami, New York, Sunday nights. That's a pretty popular thing.
Yeah.
I always told you guys, and over the years, it was as reliable and predictable as daylight savings time coming back. That when they were in Miami over the course of a weekend and had a day game the next day, you can forget about it. Or if it was like close to the All-Star break, forget about it, because they were going out, they were going to do their thing and take their chances with how the game went, and it always happened.
See, that's the...
It is what it is, though. Yeah. I mean, it's as a fan, you hate that, and it ticks you off, and if you have tickets, it really ticks you off.
They got to live their lives. They got to have, you know, they got to do what they do.
I guess, yeah.
So you didn't watch the Mavs-Pelicans game last night?
I watched some of it.
Okay. I didn't get a chance to watch
are
it.
Are you to the point
heard
where...
Heard it was really good, though.
I think Seth Greenberg is the guy that said, we've been waiting to find the next Larry Bird, and we found him in Luka Doncic.
No.
I don't know that I'm there yet. He's good.
I don't feel like he's Larry Bird for several reasons.
Okay.
I feel, and I get it. One, it's because, you know, white guy,
he's
white guy.
There's no doubt. That's where it starts.
Because it's rare, you know, you can't be like, oh, why does he got to be Larry Bird? Let's be real. Mm-hmm. When you compare a black quarterback, you're not comparing. They don't find a white quarterback usually and compare them, right? They sometimes they will, but rarely. So that works both ways. Mm-hmm. But I just don't know if he's – I think he's more athletic than Larry was, but I don't know if he's going to be as good of a shooter.
That's the bigger thing to me, was the fact that Bird was just an unbelievable shooter.
Yeah.
I mean, I always go back to the three-point contest where hit the shot that he needed to win it, it left his hand. He had turned around, put his fist in the air with one
– knew.
He knew it. I mean, and by the way, he did the entire contest in his shooting jacket. He didn't even take it down to his That's uniform. Crazy. That's how good of a shooter he was.
Yeah.
Now, Luka's starting to get the step back, and his range is deep. But again, the other thing is we're looking at a body of work with Bird that was also cut short by back injuries, but even still, the longevity in which he did what he did was amazing. You got to see some of that from Luka, but he's off to a hell of a start.
No doubt. I just think it's, again, it's one of those maybe too soons.
I would agree with that.
I would be interested to see what did Larry shoot for his career from the field, and do you think Luka could match that?
That'd be interesting, and also just in his first couple of years, like his first year in the league, what you know, where was he there too? Because if you want to start,
gosh, Larry Bird for his career shot 37.6% from 3-point range,
so about 38%,
and 49.6% from field goal range. So he was 50% for his career.
40-50-90 is the gold standard.
Yeah.
He's close on both.
Yeah, he was 88.6 free throw.
Yeah.
So he's literally, if it's 40-50-90, he's 38-50-89.
That's amazing. Because everybody always
Luka
goes
ain't
to
doing that, bro.
Steve Nash, Ray Allen, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
And they didn't think that. And again, I factor in, Bird had back injuries. So later in his career, he was still toughing it out trying to play, but he obviously wasn't the same player as he was when he was in his heyday.
Right.
So, yeah, that'll be that.
Luka so far, 32% from three-point range, 44% from the field, and he's a 73% free throw shooter.
Yeah, he's got
work to do if you're going to start comparing him to Bird.
But when you look at just his stats and look at the triple-doubles this year,
sure.
Triple-doubles at his age, already surpassed Jason Kidd for most triple-doubles in Mavs history, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hell of a player because, you know, the other debate is if you were going to start a franchise right now, who would you start your franchise
with? Larry Bird.
Okay. And that just poo-pooed all over that. But that's, you know, that you just ruined an hour of ESPN programming.
they just wasted an hour on that.
Oh my god! It just kept.
Who would your choice be? If you were going to start a franchise today, so you could still take LeBron, you just know that you're not going to get many years out of him.
Right.
Right?
I think to me it's Giannis simply because people forget how young he still is.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would start it with Giannis. And yes, and I believe he's a seven-footer with skill, not just someone that can dribble and dunk. That is shamefully offensive to him, but he deserved it because he started it with Harden. But if you just wanted to say, like, first-year players.
Giannis is 25.
Yeah.
Luka, 21.
Yeah. So there's obviously
like
there's
that
a few
4 years of extra.
Okay. Yeah, and I see that. But I'm going to start with Giannis first, and if you want me to go younger and say if there's a, say, 22 and under.
Luka, Zion, probably.
I was going to say
Zion's
going to
be a lot of people's choice. Yeah.
But
Trae Young is going to be
like,
in the discussion.
I feel like Zion's issue with his weight is going to be a nagging thing that could cause him. And like, I'm not necessarily concerned about Luka's injury issues long term, right? Like, that's not a thing.
No.
But
see, here's the thing.
Zion, but there's already discussions about how he lands and his weight. And man, you got 280 pounds running up and down the court. That gets ask Yao. Yao wasn't a fat guy. He was just so big that it caused issues with his feet. And if you're 6'6", 280?
I mean, he's
probably
going
to have some joint issues from the waist down.
Nick, before you even say anything yet, let me just be clear on Yao. The Chinese government made him play all year. In the summer, he had to play for the Chinese national team. That took as much a toll on him as any kind of NBA grind playing all the games.
I think that's fair to bring up. I was just going to say his foot was basically reconstructed twice. Oh, and it was like a really serious foot situation to the point where, in my opinion, my unexpert opinion, I think surgery had some to do with him not being able to come back.
Probably.
You know? No.
So are we saying that your three probably start with Giannis, Luka, and Zion?
I would think.
If you were starting a franchise from
scratch. I'll give you the sleeper.
And I don't think you could go wrong with any of the three picks.
How's Jason Tatum? Because I'll give you the sleeper. Jason Tatum, the way he's playing now, and the way he's always been good, but the way he's playing right now.
He's 22.
I'd say Jason Tatum's in the mix.
Yeah.
Okay. Jason Tatum's a hell of a player.
Yeah.
And so he should be in the mix. And I don't know, maybe we're forgetting somebody.
Donovan Mitchell, maybe.
Trae Young might be in that conversation, but you know, yeah, he's just a smaller body type.
Tatum's 20. What'd I tell you?
22.
And this is his third season.
Dude is amazing too. He's really, really good.
Yeah.
So, all right, we've got plenty to get to. We had that Mavs Pelicans matchup last night. We can talk about that a little bit, but more importantly, you got Rockets Clippers tonight. Lots of other things on the agenda. And if you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. That's our HRNP listener line. You can call that number, you can text that number, and you can always, always, always reach out on Twitter, where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through. First hour of the show as we get it going on The Usual Suspects. Little programming reminder.
Okay.
In the 2 o'clock hour, the Presidente of Roughnecks Football, Brian Michael Cooper, friend of the show, is going to stop in and talk about his undefeated squad as they get ready to host Seattle. And from what I'm hearing, ticket sales through the roof, already getting into the upper deck.
Got to be
expecting
excited.
More than the opener. That is fantastic.
Wow. Yeah, that's great, man.
Yeah, it is.
It's a good get.
It is sweeping Houston.
It is.
By storm, which is fantastic. So we'll get Brian Michael Cooper in here to talk a little Roughnecks at some point.
Can I just give a shout out? I didn't get his name yesterday, but before I headed down to do the show at the Secret Group, I had went home and then decided to go get me some pizza at Mob Pizza. Ran into a listener and was like, "Hey Barry, what's up, man? Appreciate like the show." So I didn't get his name, and that's my bad. I usually try to ask and then remember
it's your bad.
But just shout out. And shout out to everybody that listens, man. We appreciate you guys.
Yep.
It's always cool bumping into y'all out in public. Don't be shy. I mean, I didn't hang out and talk with him because I just got my pizza. I didn't want to get it cold, but always say what's up.
Yeah,
it's always nice.
If you see us, say hi.
Yeah.
Happened to me at Starbucks this week, too. And
if you see Nick grab his booty, he likes that. Just feeling it a little bit. He's good with that.
We've advanced.
He literally stopped what he was doing.
Yes.
So he's like, nope, don't. Please don't do that. Oh, we're changing it. It used to be you guys would tell people to hug me. Now we're just going to tell people to grab Nick's ass. That's the new thing.
We are or
yeah,
you are?
No, we.
Really, bro? I have to ask this question.
Really?
Yeah.
You're just going to sell me out like, you guys can gang up and do the hug thing, but now you and I are going to do one and you're out?
What hug? Okay. Oh, on you?
Yeah.
Well, it's easier.
I see. Okay. Yeah. That's how it is.
Wait till we
tell them what to do to you.
Easy. You do that on a daily basis, pretty much. All right, so little episode last night, also at Madison Square Garden, in case you missed it. Knicks with a home game against the Jazz. Normally, believe it or not, as bad as the Knicks are, it's a full house at Madison Square Garden. It definitely was not last night. A lot of the reporters were tweeting about it, talking about it. Spike Lee, true to his word, was not there. Some people implied that there were a lot of celebrities in the crowd, but that they were plants by the Knicks. Stephen A. Smith went so far to say as they were all African-American because they were all plants and setups to try and downplay the fact that Charles Oakley and others have said that this is like Donald Sterling. The league needs to step in and get this guy out and sell the team. So that's a big deal. And then an even bigger deal is a section of the crowd, and we know that the track record is that if whether you say it directly to Dolan or you start chanting, sell the team, that people in the arena that work as ushers and security are instructed to reprimand those people that do that. Well, a whole section started chanting to sell the team, and the rumor first was that they were all ejected or escorted from the building. Then the Knicks denied that. But what it turns out to be was the group of people were actually already on the way out because the game wasn't to their liking. Uh-huh. They started the chant, but on their way out, they were met by security personnel who had a discussion with them and informed them in one way, shape, or form that that is not acceptable.
That's kind of chicken bleep.
It's not kind of. It is.
Like, you this is what you sign up for. Fans are going to chant things. You just know that. And you just it's ho stuff. If you start throwing fans out for chanting sell the team, it's ho stuff.
100%. And I did try to reach out to the guy who claimed he was kicked out. His name is John. I'm going to say
John Boy.
Wadzak.
Oh.
Don't say that. Don't slow that down.
John Wadzak.
Wotczak. Wadzak. I don't know.
Wadzak.
But anyway, the Knicks beat reporter Ian Begley.
Yep.
He tweeted out, security is leading these fans out of their seats. This is semantics to me, but officials say no fans were escorted out, kicked out of the arena for quote unquote sell the team chance tonight. And so John quote tweets him and says, you are clueless, my friend. So he really believes that he was kicked out.
Other people had just the video fact that of them being reprimanded.
He
just the fact
it.
That you would get reprimanded is enough. Mm-hmm. Like, for somebody to come over, hey, you can't chant, sell the team. No, we should be able to chant whatever we wanted to chant. We paid for the tickets.
It's
like, as long as
joke.
It's not offensive, sell the team is just like, hey, James Harden, you suck. You can get away with that. Why can't you get away with, hey, James Dolan, you suck?
It's unacceptable for them to be kicked out, dude. That is not cool. Adam Silver needs to address the situation.
The fan that saw Dolan in the tunnel after the one game and started yelling, sell the team, and then was not only reprimanded by security, but banned from the Garden. I mean, or the media outlet that was not allowed to cover a press conference because of the way they publicized this guy. Mm-hmm. You're not God. You can't control people like that. And you certainly cannot do what you're doing to the media and to people for voicing their opinion once they have paid admission to your building. That's ridiculous. And then the story came out from one of Dwayne Wade's confidants that said that when Dwayne Wade was getting ready for free agency, Spike Lee was everywhere on the road, wherever Dwayne Wade was, to try and court him to become a Knick. And you talk about, and I was thinking about this morning, you talk about how he's known as like the biggest Knicks fan.
Mm-hmm.
But then you hear about him on his own dime recruiting Dwayne Wade and going everywhere and trying to get him to go to his beloved Knicks. And you think about Jack Nicholson with the Lakers. But how about Drake with the Raptors? You know, mm-hmm. It could be a lot worse for the Knicks, a team that's sorry. that has sucked forever. Yet you got a guy that is so well known that people see him and immediately know who he is and how big of a star he is, and he loves your team, and you're going to crap on him?
I feel like there was a who was it? Granado and Raheel maybe looked up the Knicks record because they thought it was worse than it ended up being, and they made the playoffs not too long ago, which isn't hard in the East, but that does. I'm not suggesting they don't suck, but it surprised me because I'm with you. I feel like this team hasn't been good
in a long, long
time. In a very long time, and you wonder if you think it's frustration, but is it? I mean. Is it the president? Is it the GM? Is it the owner? Is it all of them? Are they just snake bit? Because you look at it, they've made changes. They continue to make moves. And you're like, what's going on? And if you're Spike Lee, is he really doing it on his dime? Or were the Knicks kind of like, hey.
Oh, he's flying to road games.
$10 million, he said.
That was just the tickets. But
the tickets.
Going to road games to recruit. Road games.
He's not flying with Dwayne Wade. Remember, Dwayne Wade was on a different team flying to different cities than where the Knicks were. He was going and catching up with him.
So you don't think there was any, like,
now, maybe there was
handshake a, deal with no, Dolan or somebody to help out?
I'm sure they've comped him here and there, but I think for the most part, he's paid. I mean, he's literally like an ambassador for that team.
Dude. I would say it's more so that he might have been filming a movie in a city and Dwayne Wade came through and then he caught up with him.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not going to tell you all the time that it was on his dime, but I would bet that it was – based on his expenses, that he was doing what he was doing.
I mean, word has it is that he was a season ticket holder in the nosebleeds first, and then he worked his way up to floor seats. He wasn't always on the floor with season tickets. He actually was a fan, and he paid for season tickets in the nosebleeds at one point in his life, and he worked his way up. The guy is without a doubt an ambassador. Yeah. And the reality is their front office is making other NBA, other team front offices actually look good. Like, bad ones actually look a lot better than they are. That's how bad and embarrassing it is. And I think it's a combination of him being cocky and the fact that New York will never, ever, ever leave basketball. He knows it, and he can almost get away with a lot more because you know the attendance is always going to be there. They're always valued as the most valuable NBA franchise in the league, what, I think 4 years in a row? Like,
but that's why they want the league to get involved, because they know, like you know, that Dolan's going to just say, I'm never selling the team because it's a cash cow, and I'm the farmer sitting on top of all of it. But to your point, Barry, I think it's a combination of all those things. I think it's the ownership. I think it's the management. But remember, he put the management in place. The Phil Jackson hire, what told you that in so many years of walking into perfect situations to get championships, that he was going to be able to draft the right players and be a great general manager?
Yeah.
In all those situations, it wasn't a Belichick. He had someone that was pulling the moves and balancing the salary cap and doing all those things. And he drove it into the ground with the Knicks because he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, that's a fair point. So, like you said, it's a spread out. When do you think their last winning season was? Because this is why I agree with you 1,000%.
Winning season mean they could be just above 500. So I don't really count.
They were 54-28.
Carmelo was there. That was probably, I would say, 8 years ago.
That was, 2012, 2013. And they haven't had a winning season since. And it's the East. Like, that's the point. Since then, their best season was they won 45% of their games the next year, again with Carmelo. But, like, that's. And then you look back before that, there was 1 year when they went 23-59 in 2007, 2008. This has just been a really bad franchise. So if you think, since that's the case, you would think you would start to embrace your fan base and not do what Dolan is doing. It just doesn't make sense.
And even like you said, from an administration standpoint, well, you draft Porzingis, but what'd you do? You traded him away. You drafted Frank Ntilikina. Guess how good he's turned out to be? Not. Yeah. Then you drafted Kevin Knox out of Kentucky because he was supposed to be another blue chipper from Calipari. He's awful this year.
Yeah.
So you're not exactly, you're swinging and missing all over the place too from a personnel standpoint.
Outside of the 54-28, I mean, their best couple seasons were 36-30 and 42-40. Recently, you'd have to go all the way back to like 2000 to find it. Dude, that's 20 years.
Yeah. And now you're a Cowboy fan.
It's awful.
Well, all right. So that story's out there. There's Oakley and others clamoring for him to be removed as owner, being James Dolan. The league has yet to say anything. Interesting to see how they're going to handle it based on yet another Dolan dust up last night with these fans that were chanting sell the team. Rockets tonight take on the Clippers, so we'll probably have some dialogue about that. They brought in a player you guys are familiar with for a workout yesterday. We can get into that as well. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, half hour into the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Appreciate you taking us on the go wherever you may be on this beautiful day in Houston as the sun is finally shining and crispness in the air. Got rid of some of that thick humidity. And this is supposed to be the weather that's going to stick with us through the weekend, hopefully.
I like my humidity like I like my women. Thick.
You don't like thick women. You've made that abundantly clear.
That's accurate.
Yes.
Also, kind of. Well, never mind.
Cowboys fans coming out of the woodwork to try and say that they were offended by that remark.
You've upset them. Dr. Duran 290, line one.
Yeah, he was, Chris Davis. Hey, Pac-Man Joel.
Crystal Cowboys, Collins.
Cowboys have had more winning seasons than the Knicks lately. That's also a sad thing because it's the only thing I can hang my hat on as a Cowboys fan. At least that's more realistic.
Yeah. I knew when you said it, I was like, uh-oh. He's going to get some hate for that.
As we tell you all the time, we like to keep it real, and we're just honest. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Somebody wants to know, are you going to keep coming to work? Because there's some fella in Fort Bend that got the coronavirus.
Boy, let me tell you.
Don't be bringing that mess up here, bro.
You want to talk about what caused the dust up in the Blank household last night. So,
oh, really?
Oh, my goodness. First of all, Nick knows this, and you now know this. I had to barrel haul ass home. Because Taylor's got a class at 5 o'clock on Wednesdays. So I got home, trying to change, and Lisa's like, are you kidding me? Do you not know this? And I go, what? She goes, coronavirus. Someone here in Fort Bend County has it. I'm like, oh, God. So she's like, well, I'm waiting. And of course, perfect. Lisa.
It's such a dad slash husband thing. Oh, God.
And of course, the news chick says, you know what? Not one station's covering it live. I got to go online to hear this. What's wrong with these stations? I go, you know what? You can work it out with your stations. I'm going to get Taylor to the gym, and then we can deal with this when I get home. Well, when I got home, Taylor and I should have been in bubble suits.
Oh, man.
Wash your hands, minimum of 20 seconds. Joel, you hurry up and get in the shower. I'm going to bathe Taylor. We've got to be more careful. Hand wipes here. Do this. I'm like, Lisa, it's not even confirmed yet. And the guy's 70 years old. He was traveling
abroad.
He's
not at the gym.
Yeah, he wasn't at the gym in the glow-in-the-dark tights like that one guy that's 70 doing it. I'm like, let's just wait. He was traveling abroad.
What's her name?
Huh?
First dad joke, 136. Put it on the board.
Isn't that my job?
Yeah, that was yours. I probably stole that from your book.
But people are just, I mean, look, I'm not trying to like sweep it under the rug and brush it off as no big deal. But, I mean,
you'll mess around and get it, and then it'll be a big deal.
That's what I'm saying. I don't want to do that, but I also don't want to, like, overreact either.
Somebody has a great question, and I've seen articles about this, but they wanted to know, why is coronavirus trending on Pornhub? There are porn videos. There are coronavirus porn videos now.
Already?
Where people are doing it with masks on.
It's got to be kidding.
No, that's a thing, I'm told. It has nothing to do with Nora being out of town.
Yeah, that you came across this
There's
information?
There's no way that I would. But there is if you... I need to turn my
the
sound
other
off.
Thing that
but
is,
I can go to Pornhub right now, and there's a coronavirus video. Yes. I'm going to go find it.
And the sounds official off. Name is like... Is it like Corin-19 or something like that? COVID-19?
Yeah, COVID-19. Yeah, see? Look, there are... Coronavirus video.
And essentially it's just porn with someone with a mask on?
Yeah, that's it. Just somebody wearing a doctor's mask. I realize they're on a budget. I don't think porn videos have a very high budget. It's like, well...
It's all about the clicks, Barry.
We can spring for a mask. Oh, that's about it. That's so weird. Like...
Hip current now, just like the trending news cycles. It used to be 24 hours. Now it's 24 seconds.
It's
24
like
minutes.
When Trump got elected, there was Trump porn. No, I really hope Bernie doesn't win because I don't need to see that. That would be awful.
Oh, and I wonder. There's the guy that's a reporter. And you got to look up. You can look up his picture. But Bill Spencer's on Channel 2.
Uh-huh.
He has Trump's hair.
See, you ain't right.
No, seriously, you need to see this because I wonder if he's doing it purposely now. Because the dude is like, you know, he's all over the place. But the fact that he literally has Trump's hair, I'm like, do you think the news director goes, no, bro, you look just like the president. You just keep that going.
He kind of does have Trump's hair. He looks like there's somebody else. Who does he look like?
He looks like a game show host?
No. Vegas resident forever and a day.
Wayne Newton?
Yes!
Wayne Newton had black hair, though.
I know, but he looks like if Trump and Wayne Newton had a baby. You're going to tell me that guy doesn't look like if Trump and Wayne Newton had a baby. He's the same guy, by the way, that does the old Marvin Zindler. Google Bill Spencer KPRC and tell me it doesn't look like Trump and Wayne Newton had a baby.
Because I said, Nick, his hair.
Yeah, it's very Trumpish.
Channel 2 probably told him to keep it because they said it looks just like Trump's.
It's very Trumpish.
But he also is the guy that uses the Stuart Scott booyah. He has taken the Marvin Zindler bit about slime in the ice chest.
He kind of does.
And all that.
Closer to Trump. I think Trump would have had the dominant gene.
Yeah.
Yeah, with that hair.
He was on top.
Okay.
Is that not how that works? Whoever's on top is the dominant gene?
Joel?
When conception?
Believe me, that's all a bunch of crap. Like, no, you know what? Because we had, you know what? Because everybody.
You fix that. Just do it on your sides. Then there's nobody, no dominant gene.
My good boy, buddy Juan, who was like trying to convince us several times that in order to have a boy, all these different things have to happen. And Lisa bought in.
Oh,
I was like,
no.
Well, I mean, I'll as long as we just keep doing, I'm fine. But believe me, at the end of the day, we did everything Juan said, and we had another girl, so it's all out the window. It's absolutely completely false.
You got to be doing a handstand, and then she's got
It got
like,
to the point where it's who initiates it.
Really?
Yeah, who initiates it is going to decide the sex of your child.
That sounds like something that would have been passed down in like my wife's Mexican culture from like the 1400s. It's like, no. She starts it, and then she's got to do a handstand, and then you got to run, and like you got to be holding on to something and drinking milk, and then if that doesn't work, put this egg under your pillow. Like, there's so much weird stuff that.
And Juan was like, "This is how we had our boy. You got to do the same thing." And he had Lisa's attention, and he was going through all this stuff. And I'm like, "Well, I mean, if we got to go through all that, we'll give it a shot." But at the end of the day, when the doctor said it's a girl, I was like, "Yeah, so much for all that, right out the window."
I want to look that up. I bet you I want to see some of the things they tell you have to do.
Oh, you should. Yeah, yeah. And I can text Juan. He'll give you the whole list. And by the way, this Bill Spencer guy, he's a copier because he takes the Marvin Zindler thing. He uses the Stuart Scott booyah.
And does he hammer him?
And then he does.
Wouldn't
the,
that be
and
great
then he
if
does,
he did it? They had slime in the ice machine and I hammered him. Joe would be like, oh, hell no.
Big hammer.
So he does the booyah, but then he does a rhyme at the end, too, which also ticks me off.
He stole your... Oh. Yeah.
He's like...
Come on, Bill.
And because they got an A-plus rating and had no slime in the ice machine, they got a booyah. I want my pizza delivered to ya. Bill Spencer, KPRC, Channel 2, and then he combed his hair with that Trump hair. It's the whole gimmick thing.
He hates you.
I don't care. Give him props. Obviously. Someone at the station told me he's one of the best over 60 tennis players in the nation. Kudos
really?
To him for that.
Charlie Palillo thinks
wouldn't
otherwise.
You like,
oh, is he not over 60?
Wouldn't you need a headband to keep that hair in check while you're playing tennis?
I see you with the Wayne Newton.
Yeah, I see you, Wayne Newtoning.
Who's keeping up stats on people over the age of 60 playing tennis?
Someone in the nation.
Who's that lonely?
Good
they
point.
probably like coronavirus porn, whoever it is. That's weird.
Jeez. By the way, when I hear this song, I always think Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Not
yeah,
Wayne
yeah,
Newton.
Good call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's going to get us through another segment. We've rolling through quickly through hour number one, but plenty more to get to. Join us, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter, Usual Suspects, ESPN 975.
Dr. Jean,
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number one. It's Usual Suspects on a Thursday in the big city tomorrow and F Yeah Friday, which means F for funny. That means Mr. Laminack will be supplying us with a comedian.
Yes, already chosen.
Oh, well, outstanding work there.
I'll have the videos and everything to Nick in short order.
How about that?
So I did some research at the break.
Uh-huh.
Now.
Only for the lack of, I mean, only... Of course, because it's
not
the
Pornhub coronavirus videos research.
You're done with Pornhub.
But about the, if you want to have a boy versus a girl and things you can do.
Yeah.
And I asked Nick if I could say some of these words, and he said not in that order. You individually could say some of those words. Like I could say rear entry, but I could be talking about a building or whatever, right? So I'll try to clean this up as best as possible. Okay, Nick?
I can't censor you on the fly.
You've tried before.
So this is according to todaysparent.com, a reputable website, I'm guessing. I don't know. These are all medical terms. I want to point that out. If this offends you, I'm going to need you to grow up because we're all adults listening to the radio and talking on it. Also, if you have kids in the car, probably a good idea to change the channel in 5, 4, 3, 2. See, and I didn't even wait for the pickup line, guys. Huh? All right. So if you want to conceive a boy, you should have sex close to ovulation so they'll beat the X chromosomes to the egg.
Okay. Don't tell me. I think I'm about done shooting my shot. Although at least we're holding out hope. We'll see.
So they talk about the... Remember when I said sometimes you could go into the rear entry of a building?
Yeah.
So they're suggesting maybe that, which would allow for...
Dr. Dre on 290 also suggested that.
If your sperm were in the outfield, they would play deeper. How about that? That's what happens. Was that good, Nick?
That was good.
Okay.
That was pretty good.
So, and to... And
it doesn't mean I'm not nervous. I'm just
also,
saying that.
Also, it says try to ensure that the woman orgasms first, so I'm out, which will help those Y-carrying sperm get there even faster.
Yeah, I'm never having kids.
And there's nothing about well, you are. You're definitely you're just not having, a boy. Girls. Yeah.
If she's got an orgasm first, first of all, Joel, how many girls do you have?
Just was evaluating that as it came out of your mouth, and I'm like, yeah.
Two girls. Mm-hmm. Well, you're selfish is all that. You're just selfish, Joel.
Thank God Lisa's not dead, so she can at least verify that that's not the way it goes.
You are just selfish. And then I found this on whattoexpect.com. And there was the gender selections, the old wives' tales, things you can do to ensure the sex of the baby. A lot of them say it has to do with nutrition. They say these methods of gender selection are not science-based and come with no guarantee. Some theories focus on nutrition. For instance, for a boy, some people suggest that you indulge in red meat. No. Potassium and salty foods. No. For a girl... They say your diet should include eggs, yogurt, no, and chocolate. They also say for a girl, they say your, other methods focus on sexual positions. Nick, grow up. For example, to increase your odds of having a boy, make love standing up. Or I'll just say like a dog. I don't know if I can say the
Dr.
other style.
Dr. Dre on 290 said that as well. And he has a boy.
Or be sure to climax first. And if you want a girl, try missionary and let your guy reach orgasm first.
That's awful. That's not true.
Well,
that's why they said it's wives' tales.
Yeah. I don't know.
Read that first paragraph.
Bet in a thousand.
Again. Thanks.
What first paragraph? For the foods?
No, at the start of that whole thing you just read.
This is back on the todaysparent.com. If you want to conceive a boy, you should have sex close to ovulation. Mm-hmm. So that they'll beat the X chromosomes to the egg. Use an entry, at the back
the
of the building.
Entrance.
Yeah, yeah. Use the employee entrance in
there
the back of the building so that you make sure your employees are, get into the
first come,
get deeper into the
first
building.
First come, first served.
You want your employees to get really into the building.
Well, because essentially that is what you're saying. First come, first served.
And
Just asking questions here.
And then it says try to ensure the woman orgasms first. So that was.
That's all I hear. The woman has to have an orgasm first. The woman in order has to have a boy. An orgasm first.
So what you do is you look around the room and you think, okay, so we know what happened during sex with our parents when the three of us were conceived.
My boy won.
We know who got it first. And then you look at like, oh, my sister, I know who got it first there.
I'm totally trying to downplay all of that.
trying to watch that. No, and this is literally.
My boy Juan said that there's something about who initiates it, too.
That seems ridiculous. Well, I would much rather believe in eating red meat or yogurt as opposed to just who initiated it first.
Yeah, he swears by it.
That seems silly.
Well, I'm just saying, everybody's got their own theory.
Well, I believe the internet before I believe Juan.
Okay. I reached out to try and get Juan to get all of his list of what he had said, because believe me, it went one in one ear and out the other for me, but Lisa was taking diligent notes. It just didn't seem to work out. So I guess some people believe that. I don't know.
Yeah, they're old wives' tales, but that seems pretty far-fetched that if you eat a lot of red meat, you have a boy. That seems weird.
Yeah,
and those were, by the way, those were all for the women. So guys don't be like, steak night. Yeah, we're going to have a boy. This was all pertaining to the women because they assume guys don't go on whattoexpect.com and look up gender selection techniques.
Yeah.
Because the other ones were all scientifically based around the ovulation cycle. No one cares about that.
No.
I think that's all magic anyways. That's all. I don't even know if I believe in ovulation.
I mean.
You don't believe in ovulation?
What? I mean, I said I don't know.
He's like on fire right now.
It's only hour one, too.
I don't know what you're talking about. It might be a myth.
On Twitch, people can tell your face is redder than my sweatshirt right now.
It might be a myth. You don't know. It's just an excuse to, you know, act like a bitch for a week. I don't know. Boy, you thought we were going to get letters before, Nick.
Boy.
Tammy in accounting is firing up the email right now.
There's a draft. She's not composing an email. She's typing an email right now.
Oh, boy. They're jokes, people. Relax.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. There's a lot of uptight people right now.
Yeah.
Way to go,
Barry. Made it weird. That's my
bad. And like Nick said, we still got 2 hours to go on this show.
At Barry is funny if you want to spit any hate. Yeah. At Barry is funny.
At Barry is funny.
You can CC at the producer, Nick, at Pac-Man Joel with a K. You can just CC us.
My Twitter handle.
That's hour number one. We still got two to go. Don't go anywhere. Much more of The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.